What up? What up? What up? This is Real Talk. I got a special guest today with me, Oli, and we're gonna get it popping here in just a second. Say what up.
What up? It's your boy Oli. We live in T-Dot with JT. What's good? Let's get this cracking. He's got some good questions for me. Let's get it popping.
All right. Well, we were going to start it off with an Oli track, but can't seem to find my phone at the minute. Sorry. So we will end it on an Oli track. Even better. Yeah. All right. Number one. Who is Oli, and what can you say about your upbringing and that has made you the man that you are today?
You know, Oli is a very sophisticated character. He grew up listening to hip-hop, grew up listening to rock, pop, everything you could think of. You know, I come out of Bowmanville, I was born in Scarborough, and I'm pretty much raised around Toronto. So, you know, I'm an artist out of Toronto. Oli has been, you know, he's me, and I'm an artist that has opened up for many different artists. Like, I've opened up for Classified, I've opened up for Royce the 5'9", I've opened up for Tech 9. I've opened up for D12, I've opened up for Kid Famous, also done songs with him. I've done lots of stuff with Shaw Claire. He's also a big brother to me. He rolls in the same studio as me, which is PHS. You know, so I got lots of fans, I got lots of support. And the man I became today is basically constricted of a lot of things. I've had good people with me. Big shout out G-Vine, big shout out TQ, big shout out CC. Big shout out Sean Sangus. Big shout out to Sheldon. Sheldon, you know, he's done lots of good stuff for the studio. Got lots of big things, you know. Mag T, big shout out. Big shout out to JT right here, you know. He's big on the marketing. You know, we got lots going on. You know, I've been doing this for over 10 years now. I've been at my studio for over 8 years now. And a lot's popping off, and I can't wait to for all you guys at home to hear all my new music, which is Oli Shit 2012, and you guys are going to love it. We got lots of marketing behind it, big things.
And if you're looking, Demon Swag on YouTube, look up Oli, Demon Swag.
Yeah.
Whole album is up there. Hit that video up. It's
Oli.
Oli is right. Oli is right. Yeah, it's always been right, and that's just how it is. So I'm just making sure that the mic volume is correct and that we're not fucking anybody's ears over on the live stream.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the next question is, what motivates you?
What motivates me is obviously my two children, Ava and Auden. My girl at home, she's my number one supporter. She's always been there for me. She always helps me. She's showing up to all my shows. Pregnant, whatever you want, you know, she's always there for me. I can't express it enough. Big shout out to Carly. Big shout out to Carly.
What up, Carly? I'm sorry for keeping him so late. All right. What's the key to your 10-year career so far?
The key to my 10-year career, you know, the first 2 years I was a little lost. I was just going into freestyle battles and doing lots of things around the neighborhood and getting myself known around a lot of different people. But the key, the number one key to my 10-year career has to be my producer, G-Vine, always having faith in me. My engineer, TQ, always having faith in me. You know, CC, always having faith in me and putting me on to the fullest. You know, we've had lots of big name artists come around and everything like that, and they've always put their number one support behind me. And you know, the key to success in anything in life is to be surrounded by nothing but good people, and that's what I've had. I had nothing but good people, and the longer I have these guys around me, the longer my career will be.
Shout out to G-Vine, TQ, all of you. I miss you guys so much. And there's actually a next question, and then we're going to go into a fan question who happens to be your sister.
Yeah.
And she's got a really good question for you next. Is there any specific artist you look up to or aspire to be like?
Well, There's lots of different artists I look up to. You know, I look up to, obviously, Eminem. I look up to Lil Wayne, you know. Drake's the same age as me, but I look up to him to the max. And, you know, I aspire to be a lot like Eminem, you know, telling his life story, the pain, the hustle. DMX, for sure. You know, lots of different people that I aspire to be like. And a lot of it comes from them. I definitely, most definitely look up to Shaw Claire. He's been nothing but a great influence, a great person to be around. He's taught me so much about the side of the game that I never knew and the different obstacles you have to overcome as an artist. And I can't thank him enough. You know, he's, like I said, he's like a big brother. Big shout out to Chiznock. See Evolution coming out this year, and I cannot wait.
Big, big, big things going on in the Chiznock. All right, the sister question of the hour. Why do you think Charlie Chaplin reached such fame in the 1920s?
His character. You know, he didn't have to say a word. And this guy, you know, he's doing all these funky, cool things. He's falling around, you know, making people laugh. You know, he obviously inspired the Three Stooges and different things like that, which you see movies like that coming out still to this day, where, you know, he had such a great career to the point that in the year 2012, you know, almost 100 years later, you can still talk about this cat, and he's still acknowledged and he's still known.
All right, all right, all right. So, what's next on this list of fucking questions? Who is your mentor, and do they constantly challenge you?
Yeah, my mentor is, you know, G-Vine. You know, TQ is too, but me and G-Vine are in the booth nonstop. G-Vine and me spend endless hours on the phone, him trying to perfect what I do, you know, the visuals we come up with. And yeah, he's always challenging me. He's always challenging me to be the best. You know, I can get caught up in all this stuff in music, all these different things that are going on. But he's always pushing me to always make sure, you know, write the best music. It doesn't matter what else goes on. The number one thing is to write the best music. So to this day, you know, I feel I write the best music. So,
who do you think your music can revolutionize this current industry? Or sorry, how do you think, rather?
I think it's just, you know, there's a lot of pop going on right now. There's a lot of auto-tune. And, you know, it sounds really nice, but we all know that it might not last forever. So I think what I bring back is, you know, I bring back the new real raw sounds, the ruggedness, you know, the rock feel, the rock voice, different things like that. I bring a rugged edge approach, and obviously I still have that new edge sound coming from a person who is 24 years old. And, you know, I think it's gonna do great, because my producer, he's had such a wonderful ear to the music, and he realizes what resonates to the young audience, and that's gonna be a key factor into my success, into my future.
All right, all right. How do you describe your music to people?
My music is described as, you know, rough, tough, but at the same time, laid back and cool. So, you know, I could have one song that's really pop, and that's going to be like Poppin' Patron on my new album. It's very poppy, you know, it could almost go next with a Black Eyed Peas single. And then I have a song like Here We Go Again that, you know, hits hard, you know. The name beat only, y'all can say I'm phony. And it hits hard, you know, the beat hits hard, everything about it is hard. So, you know, to put it all into one, it's just a big pool of many. You know, I'm very versatile, and you know, you guys are gonna find out. You know, Demon Swag was basically off of my alter ego Damien Swagger, and that was basically in my head. It's almost like a movie, you know. So this album's really gonna be the real Oli, with songs like Hero and Operator and Pop Patron and Here We Go Again and Till I Get On and When I Roll in the Club and Reflections. It's gonna bring you a whole pot full of all different mixtures. So,
alright, alright, alright. What? Oh, sorry. Got the questions all mixed up here. If you think about a typical Oli fan, what are they like? Or would you say, rather, is there no one specific, or is there like a what would the word for it be, like a template for an Oli fan?
Crazy Oliaholics, hooligans, just like how you see the soccer players out in Europe going crazy. My fans are crazy, you know, my friends, my fans, you know, my family, they all mix into one, and they're all supporters. I got the same, you know, if I do a show and 200 people show up, the same 200 people will show up at the next show, and then some, and then some. So, you know, you guys will see the footage. It's all online. I'm uploading a lot of new footage, like from the Royce to 5'9 show, a lot of footage from the D12 show, a lot of footage from all these shows, you know, the Raekwon show, open for Raekwon as well, you know, the show when, so like all these different shows that I've done, you're going to see it. They chant my name to the fullest, and I can't remember being at any show where a guy on the underground like myself has had fans go so crazy. So I'm very blessed and thankful. So big shout out to all the Oliaholics out there. You know I got you. You guys are number one.
Yes, you are. And yes, we are, because I am an Oliaholic, and I'm always guilty. I'll play Call of Duty, and you'll join my game, and all you'll hear is Oli pumping in the background, and you're just like, what are you doing? I'm just like, how else? What a better way to get your music broadcast around the world than just this pump it when you're killing people on Call of Duty?
Yeah, there's so many ways these days to do it, and that's why I gotta respect this man right here. I've known him for 10 years, and he pumps it to the fullest. It's more than 10 years, actually, now.
So. Yeah, it's been like 12, 14 years now.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to the Jays. They're playing right now.
Big shout out to the Jays. Wicked preseason. I think they went like 25-7. Big shout out to the Jays.
Shout out to Kanye, too, for tapping Kim Kardashian. That's another big thing. They said that's been in the making for 8 years that they've been seeing each other on the DL, but never been physical. They never cheated on their life mates. Or
publicity or real, you be the judge.
Yeah, that's if it's publicity, if that's a publicity stunt, that's got to be one of the greatest publicity stunts of all time. Almost better than her getting married.
Hey, whatever works, huh?
All right, next question.
Let's do it.
Is there any big life-changing event that has led to the artist that you are today?
Many different things. You know, growing up, I had it, you know, not the easiest. And, you know, I'm sure, especially in these times, you know, a lot of people can relate to that more than not. And, you know, there's definitely, you know, four of them, you know. You know, my stepfather, Keith. He's had my back from day one. He's been behind me, and he's, you know, always pushed me. He got me a job downtown Toronto when I was only 16 years old, and I met Brian Cull, a man that knew my producer, G-Vine. He gave the number, saw him at a club, gave the number, and next thing you know, I go to the studio. I'm banging on the door. I'm telling him, let me in. I walked up to him, and I told him I was going to be the best, and I've been working with him ever since I was 16 years old. So that's one. The second is obviously when, you know, meeting my girl, Carly. You know, she's been huge influence for me, because she's always had great ideas. She's always told me what was good and what was not so good and what's better to do. You know, my kids is huge, you know. Having TQ around to be the same way, just tell me, you know, be in the ear of the music, telling you what sounds good, what's not. He's been nothing but great influence. And, so, you know, all those things put into one have been what made me the man I am today with my music, and that's for sure.
I got another fan question here. This one's a good one. Being in the music industry, how many hours of sleep would you say you can get in on an average basis?
Let's just say five hours sleep.
That's if you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky, 5 hours sleep, you know. I'm juggling a lot in my life, you know, so I'm just trying to get this thing popping and get my music on the radio and, you know, still make time for the studio, still make time to write music, still make time to raise my kids, still make time to make money. All that stuff plays in a factor, but, yo, that's all going to be changed very shortly. So, thanks to the help of all these online marketing, and thanks to, you know, having so many Oleaholics behind me. That's why I can't tell you enough. I love all of you. All you Oleaholics out there. Nothing but love. And this right here, this is the prequel to what's going to come, because I already have an album in the bank. And I already have a new one coming out, and everything is going to be hitting you whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. How long has music been a passion of yours?
Ever since I can remember, music has been everything. When I used to roll around with my dad, when I was at a young age, he used to always play the 60s music. And I think growing up, you know, I remember hearing all the Ace of Bases and, you know, all the bands like that. And then, you know, I would go to my dad's and I would hear, you know, all the 60s and 50s and 70s music. And that's been a huge influential factor to me, because I think you have to come from the soul era to really be able to bring the soul. And that's definitely what it is, you know.
When can we expect an official music video, or is there already one out there?
Well, there was a video, Cut My Lifeline, that I did, you know, big budget.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, his mom is my mom in the video. You know, luck we have it that it didn't make it to much music. We put a lot behind it. We had a lot of big people in it. I had one of the actresses from the movie Saw 4. Her name's Serene Boylan. She helped out with the production. You know, the director is the same director as Shaw Claire's Made to Move Mountains video, and so much more. He goes by the name of Troy Miller. He also just did my boy Shy Mitchell's video, my shout music. Big shout out to Shy Mitchell. You know, he's doing big things. Can't wait to see you blow up, brother. You know, big support coming from him. I got support, you know, for him as well. So, you know, I guess, like, you know, that video, you know, I had all the right makings to make it, but I just didn't make it on TV. So next time I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure my next big video comes out. And that video will definitely be this summer. So everything's in the works. I got a couple videos on the go. Big shout out to Sam, my boy Sam Gamage. He's going to do a lot of our videos. You know, he's going to do Sex and Weed for G-Vine. I'm on the remix. We're going to also do a video for that. So that's all in the making.
Oh, damn. Here's a really good question from a fan member. Any upcoming shows or albums that we should know about?
Well, my upcoming show will definitely be the Holy Shit CD release, which is going to go from across Oshawa to out in Ottawa, then do a show in Toronto, maybe even one out with our boy Easy Rick. Big shout out to Easy Rick out in Sudbury. We're gonna do probably one, maybe even a Hamilton. So we're gonna do a little tour of the Holy Shit CD release party, but you guys can catch that when it comes. I don't have an official date, but when I do, you will know about it. But Holy Shit 2012, you know, that's gonna be my new album. It's gonna have lots of hits, and I'm telling you out there, all my fans out there, you are gonna love it. And that's word.
I don't know how to put this lightly. What do you think about Drake's success?
Big. You know, Drake is a pioneer. Drake is a guy who took it to the next level. Drake, you know, I was singing before Drake even brought it out, and I was unsure of it, and he just made me more sure of the singing factor of my music. You know, he's a pioneer. I can't say it enough. Big shout out to Drake. You know, we have him at the studio, a video at the studio, two videos, and one of those videos he's shouting out my big, you know, my big brother and the guy that's done everything for me, G-Vine. You know, he big shouts out G-Vine, he shouts out PHS. Big shout out to all the PHS productions, you know. We do
video coming soon.
Video coming soon, you know. Drake's success has been unbelievable. And, you know, like I heard G-Vine say, you know, it's something that we love. We love seeing that happen. We love seeing that he put T-Dot officially on the map. And now ever since Drake blew up, everybody's watching T-Dot. And, you know, he's opening doors, and he opened a door for a guy like me and lots of other things to happen. You know, big shout out to DXP, too. What up, DXP? Just made a video. This is how we work. Can't wait to see it, brother.
And I am working to get DXP on the show. I sent him a Facebook message, and I hope I hear back from him, and I hope I can work that one out, because that'll be another good show.
Yeah, man.
So we already know that you think Drake happens to be a pioneer of the Canadian rap industry, eh?
Big time.
But could you think of someone else who is, or you feel could be just as big as Drake for the Canadian rap industry?
Hey, man, I gotta say it first. O-L-I. Oli can do it. I could do it. You know, G-Vine could do it. You know, Cardinal could do it. My fucking bro, Shot Claire, could do it. You know, there's so many different people I could go on, you know. Everybody at the studio, anybody I've ever met that goes to the studio could do it. And we are going to do it. And this is our time. And, yeah, it's going to happen. And everybody else can do it. You know, big shout out to Emerson Brooks as well. He got signed by Atlantic Records. He can do it.
Shout out to Emerson, too. Boy out of Whippy, Durham region. Happens to be the Whippy stud out of Henry High School.
Yeah, man. He's doing it big. Big congratulations to Emerson Brooks, you know. So
if I could get Emerson on the podcast, believe me, I will. I'm hopefully gonna get in contact with his people soon and be able to work that one out.
Yo, what up, John Doucette?
Yes, Sam, John Doucette. What up? What up? What up to John?
Homeboy.
Thank
from
you
St.
for tuning
Stevens.
In. Thank you for tuning in. At least we know we got some viewers watching. Thank you. What up, man? What up? So, is there anyone out there that you would like to work with that you haven't as of yet?
The list can go on, man. It could be Eminem, Lil Wayne, Drake, Cardi. You know, I'm going to check out the... I'm going to check out the Yellow Wolf show. I love to work with Yellow Wolf. I love to work with lots of different artists. Artists go on, you know, even producers. I love to work with Kanye West, and I'd love to work with T-Minus, you know. Big shout out to this girl I knew from elementary, Jessica, and she did a song on top of T-Minus's beat, you know, Boy Wonder. And by the way, her name is Jessica Shepherd. Big shout out to Jessica Shepherd.
Yes, Jessica, miss you. I haven't seen you since high school, girl.
She just wrote me on Twitter, said she's got a beat from T-Minus and she's working with him. That's huge. Big congratulations.
Big ups.
You know,
big ups.
You know, on the spot, I could go all day about who I'd want to work with. You know, there's been tons of influences. I'd like to go back in time, even bring up some other people. You know, it could go on forever. So, yeah, many different artists I would love to work with and will work with in the future.
So, pretty much in the future, it's going to be, as John says here, Oli all day.
All day. Big shout out to John Doucette, man. Big, 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 big shout out. And apparently, from what he's saying right here, I'm going to be seeing him in May. So, what up?
We will see you in May, homie. I can't wait to see you. Miss you long. Last show we seen you at was, I think it was in Oshawa. Shit. Alright, man. See you soon. So, I know your main genre of music is rap, but would you be open to collaborating with other random genres like house artists, music artists, for example, like, say, Deadmau5. If Deadmau5 reached out and asked to do a track with
Hell
you.
Yeah, straight out of Niagara Falls, Canada, Deadmau5, yo. I love to work with Deadmau5. I love to work with David Guetta. You know, so many different artists in house. I'd love to work with many different pop stars, even Justin Bieber. What up, Justin Bieber? I love to work with even Carly Rae Jepsen. I love to work with, you know, the list can go on. Not just rappers. I'd love to work with rock bands. 3 Days Grace and even working with, like John says here, you know, Redman and Method Man. You know, Method Man was a huge influence on my life. huge. You know, I'd even love to work with Raekwon. You know, I met Raekwon personally. He showed me love. That was big. You know, it was a big defining moment in my career, and I felt real good about it. So,
and Classified. Classified was a great concert. Classified is one of my. He's in the top five Canadian rappers and my favorite.
Classified showed me mad love, and that was a big defining moment. Big defining moments that made me who I am today. Just to add that to that.
Even that one for me, because Classified doesn't even know what I do, and he gave me enough respect like I was just another artist, and I don't do artistry so much as what you could call artistry, like music, but even that was a huge, huge defining moment in my life, and people want to know, what are your long-term goals?
My long-term goals to be as successful as possible. I just want to be successful. Just like Drizzy said, just like Trey said, you know, that's all I want to be, you know? I just want to make it big, you know? I want to prove it to all the people out there that follow me, and I want to prove it to all the people that said I couldn't do it, and, you know, everybody that, you know, put my back against the wall or didn't have faith or did have faith. I want to prove it to all of you that, you know, your time spent either talking about me in a good way or bad way is not going to go unnoticed.
Oli and DJ Premier, that would be a bomb track. We all know DJ Premier is huge, huge, huge.
He also did a track with my boy Shot Claire to add that one in there. 21 years. What up?
Would you prefer to be signed with a major label, or an independent label?
Like it's gonna PHS. Be co-signed. It's gonna be co-signed. I'm with PHS. PHS is my studio. I am signed independently to PHS. They do everything for me. They're coming with me. They're gonna be there every step of the way. Oli's magic isn't just Oli. To put that out there, it consists of G-Vine, CC, TQ, Sean Sangas, and Sheldon, and also my boy JT here. There's a lot of different things that consist of what makes me me, and that's it. They're going to be there every step of the way, guaranteed.
Is there any recent performances that you've had that you'd like to touch base on?
Any of my performances?
Yeah, any of your performances that you want to touch base on.
You know, I did my own show to release the Sophisticated Thoughts, and also the Big Bang, and I had like 400 in my hometown, maybe even more. The first show I had like 700, the second show I had 400. I'd like to touch base on that. You guys can go look it up. Go watch the video on YouTube, Oli featuring Shaw Claire, Get Up Live. And if you go down to like the 7th minute, you will see the hypeness of the show. I'm going to get all the videos up soon. So I'd like to touch base on that. The Classified show was huge, you know. Always having Shaw Claire with me. Shaw Claire was at the Classified with me. He performed at Classified that night. He came out to support. He came to both shows that were at the Portuguese Hall that I opened up, or that I that I made possible. You know, big shout out to Phil Oliveira too for doing that, because, you know, he helped me put that on. He organized it all. He had the hookup with the hall. You know, we sold tickets. They're a little pricey, but everybody still came out, and it was a huge success. The Royce da 5'9" show was off the hook. Classified, or Raekwon, off the hook. You know, D12 show was off the hook. I could go on for days. All the big artists I opened up for. The Tech 9 show was great. Everything went perfect, and those are all the shows I really want to touch on, you know?
All right. Here's a good question, all these questions are from my writer. She's awesome, Bella. Love you. Shout out to you, Bella. Awesome writing, and she's a paralegal, so that she comes in handy. handy. How do you feel when you're on stage, Mike, with the mic in your hands? I've done it once with you. I was your hype man for an Oshawa show. Out at, what's the name of that spot?
The Green Bottle.
The Green Bottle. Shout out to The Green Bottle. That was a fun show.
Yeah.
We premiered a song that night. Yeah. I can't remember the name of the song. What was the name of the song we premiered?
Back Against the Wall.
Back Against the Wall. One of the new tracks that's going to be on Holy Shit, I believe, is it not?
No, actually, that's going to be on a future album.
That's how good it is.
To be determined.
That's how good it is. That's how good that shit is. He's keeping it on lock. Yeah, so man. If you weren't at the show, you don't get to hear it yet. All right. How do you feel that your music inspires the young generations of today?
I feel great. You know, that's what I do it for. I do it for young, old, you name it. That's what I do it for. I do it for everybody. I do it for the people. I do it for my family. I do it for my boys. I do it for all my sisters out there. I do it for everybody. I do music to make everybody happy, but it also makes me happy, so that's why I make music. I do it for all you guys out there listening right now.
Peace out, John. Thanks for tuning in for a bit. And you can watch the whole thing. It's going to be archived after, so you can tune in later on when you got the time and watch the full interview. So don't worry, we will hit you up and we will text you. All right, my friend. All right, what's next on the list? So let's talk a little bit about Oldie Shit 2012. What does all this mean?
Oldie Shit is just like, holy shit. You know, it represents a lot. You know, I came up with that title back in 2004. I used it for my first album that I did with PHS. And it's only right that we bring it out. It's like the Holy Shit 2.0, you know? Except it's Holy Shit 2012. It's gonna be everywhere. Holy shit. Holy shit means holy shit. This shit is crazy. That shit cray.
Yeah, man. Where did your inspiration for... this is actually a question from me, like, personally. Because this is one of my favorite songs on your CD, Demon Swag. To look up on YouTube, where did you get the inspiration for the song Declaration of Independence from?
You know, one of the main inspirations of that obviously goes out to Alex Jones, you know. I
tuned in to Alex Jones. Shout out to Alex Jones. Love you, man.
Alex Jones, you know, he brings it to light, you know, the New World Order, bringing Canada, USA, and Mexico as one. You know, I'm coming for war, you know, I'm just telling people, you know, I don't really care who's going to stop me or what's going to try to stop me, I'm coming, and there's nobody that's going to stop me because this is what I do, so I'm coming for war, I'm coming for you, you want to try to hold me down, or I'm coming for you, you hear me?
Is a rap battle something you can consider in the near future?
Rap battling is what I started out doing.
It's been a while.
I would rap battle, but I'm at this point right now where putting the music out and doing things like that. You know, I watch King of the Dot. These guys are professionals. These guys, they really craft their art.
And it's punchlines kill in freestyle.
Yeah, punchlines. You know, I'm not saying I couldn't freestyle battle, but I don't consider myself, you know, top notch, where I study it and I take it to the next level like these guys. I ain't saying that I couldn't do it. I know I could do it, but with me, you know, writing music that inspires or writing music that touches the masses and putting songs out, that's my main focus right now.
All right. So let's switch it up a little bit. Do you think having street cred is an important make it as a rapper, or is it just merely a way to promote gangster rap and gangsterism as a whole?
Street cred can come as a whole, a lot of different things, you know?
Yeah, it is. A lot of people get street cred mixed up with, oh, I gotta go kill somebody, or I gotta shoot somebody. Street cred comes in a lot of ways. Too short.
You know, street cred could be... Yeah, street cred could be, you know, Shaw Clair. He's got a lot of street cred. And it doesn't necessarily mean you got to talk ghetto or be gangster. You could just be respected totally in the streets. And, you know, I think it's very important to have street cred. Street cred comes from being well-respected. And, yeah, it's very important. I would think it's very important.
All right. Now your latest album that's out right now is called Demon Swag. How did you come up with the name, and do you think it will cause any controversy in the mainstream market and or / media?
I came up with the name one day when I was on the phone with my boy TQ, my engineer, And I was just explaining, you know, I'm a demon, but I got swag. So it's like, you know, it's like a demonic swag. It's a demon swag. So it just came out of my mouth, man. Boom. It just happened, and I love the sound of it. And I also evolved my my alter ego, Damian Swagger, from it. And, yeah, you know, in regards to mainstream, right now it's not really what mainstream is, but you have to drop it to get to that state. So when it comes out, who knows? We'll have to wait and see, right?
Yeah. All right, all right. Now let's flip the script on this completely. How do you and your two little girls inspire you, and do they... First of all, it's not little girls. It's your children, first of all.
Yep.
My writer messed that question up. But we both know he's got a daughter and a son. And I'm pretty sure the two little girls she's referring to are Ava and Carly.
Yep.
But Carly's not a little girl. Carly's grown. And what up, Carly? But how do your kids and your wife influence you?
Huge. You know,
And how do they influence the type of music you put out, rather?
Well, you know, a lot of the music is built behind them. You know, a lot of my topics and in certain songs, they're basically about them. You know, a lot of them aren't, but a lot of them are. They're huge. They influence me every day. You know, I got to work hard to make sure they have a good living. And I have to work hard to make sure that they're okay. And, yeah, besides the fact that, you know, working hard to make sure that they're always all right, they're just a really big influence every day. You know, they're always there. They always show me love, and they always, you know, support me behind what I'm doing. They never take that away from me, and they're always pushing me to the fullest. So they're, if anything, you know, they're my number one reason for doing this.
They're also incredibly adorable. Ava, yep. Yesterday. Yep. I saw Ava on Easter Sunday.
Yep.
And it was adorable, to say the least.
Yep. And, giving hugs.
Giving hugs all around.
That's
so,
my girl.
Now we're going to get to the controversial little question here. Has there ever been any... prejudices that you've experienced from the rap industry because of your nationality or your upbringing?
You know, in a sense, yes, but I think no matter what you do in life, no matter what your nationality is or where you come from, people are going to find ways to hate. So whatever's happened to me has happened to everybody else in a similar way, shape, or fashion. So to me, It basically could be the same thing that's happened to everybody else. So that question could apply to anybody in this world.
Okay, well, do you feel that you have to work 10 times harder because of it?
I think some people can make up their own answer to that. I feel myself that, if anything, I've gotten more love. So I can't really say that I've felt that too much. Maybe a little bit earlier in my career, but I still couldn't say you could totally pinpoint it to that reason. I just think it's just the way it is, you know? Everybody feels hate in some way. Everybody gets love in other ways. It just evens itself out.
All right. Well, that's the artist profile completed. So now it's time to just shoot the shit. And this is the part that I like, because this is when me and you actually just get to have a conversation.
Yeah, man.
And the first thing I put down is talking points. What do you think about the UFC game?
UFC game's dope. Check out my fucking profile or my online gaming ID. It's MikeOly15. Yeah, man, I'm wearing it out on there all the time, you know? So it's why the UFC game is one of two games I only play. You know, I only play Call of Duty. I only play UFC, and I love UFC. I love UFC in a whole, you know?
All right, so what are your thoughts on the upcoming fight, Jones versus Evans on the 21st?
Evans all the way. Everybody on planet Earth is going to argue that with me, but yo, Evans has only lost one fight, and, you know, he lost it as a champion, so everybody could lose a fight anywhere, anytime. I think that the upcoming fight is going to be one of the biggest of all time, because it's just the perfect matchup. It's just the way it is, you know?
Yo, yeah, fuck yeah. So, something that we've never really talked about, or any other talents you have besides rap and recording tracks? Is there anything else you like to do, per se, in your off time?
You know, mostly my talents just evolve around the music, I would have to say. Yeah. Music. Music.
Alright, we're gonna get into some serious subject matter here, and it's and sometimes you could say perhaps it's not for the squeamish at heart, but what do you think about the Tory Stafford case, and do you feel that the media has done the right thing by keeping many details under wraps?
Yes, 100%. About that case, it's disgusting, it's disturbing. It's very hurtful to hear that, having a daughter myself, or anybody in life who has a niece, nephew, or anything like that, and can relate, is not good, you know. I work for a newspaper printing company, and to see so much negativity sometimes, it gets to you. Not to say it's like that all the time, you know. I love the Toronto Sun, they make great articles, they're great at what they do. You know, even to have to put that into a CNN-type basis, you know, you don't always want to see the stuff in the news because it does bother you, you know? You could be having a great day and you hear a bad story and it deflects that energy. And that energy you take with you the whole day, you know? Stories like that stick with me. It doesn't make me feel right, you know? It makes you scared at night for your daughters, you know? You always make sure their windows are locked, you know? It's tough, you know, and the media did the right thing by keeping a lot of it under wraps.
Well, this is the thing that I wanted to touch with you on. A lot of journalists, instead of reporting on it on the 6 o'clock news, they were tweeting out the details. What do you think about that? That's a new avenue that's never been there for reporting in general before.
You know, it's a tough question, really. You know, it has to be in the news, and it has to be broadcasted, but certain things shouldn't be. But if they're doing it through Twitter, it gives you the choice whether you as a person want to go there or not. So maybe it's not a bad thing.
All right. Where do you feel? Do you feel parents should know about what happened to that little girl, or is the main objective just to justify the served and move on?
It's really up to the parents, you know. I'm sure that you should just get justice and move on, but it's something that is easier said than done. It's a lot harder to move on from something so horrific, but you know, we need justice for a guy like that, and hopefully he gets his justice served. And I'm sure he will.
And I know personally, because I'm a friend of yours, you're a little bit into the conspiracy theory.
Yes, I am.
And whatnot. Alex Jones made some reports on man-made weather storms such as tornadoes, and they're actually using them as weapons now, and they think that's what happened down in Texas. They had an crazy amount of tornadoes in a section of Texas that you don't get tornadoes in. It killed a lot of people because of it.
What's that called again? Harpo?
Well, that's the government. I think it's either a HARP program, which is HARRP.
Yeah, that's it.
And there's also DARPA. DARPA is another one that
never
does
that.
DARPA, they do a lot of the taser. They invented the. I'm pretty sure they were involved with inventing like non-lethal weapons and certain things like that, like the beanbag shotgun and stuff like that. They figured things out like that, but they're also working on projects where they want to build refueling stations in the upper atmosphere, and they want to use cannons shooting where they found out it's possible to shoot a cannon at a certain trajectory with a certain amount of force behind it, that they can shoot it into the upper Earth atmosphere, into Earth's orbit, where it would then have like a jetpack kind of technology where it would cruise to like a docking station.
Crazy.
And you could fill up and then go to Mars type of a situation.
Crazy.
Like, that. This is what we have to look forward in the future if this whole 2012 nonsense isn't true. But that's a whole...
Which is not.
I'm hoping it's not, because if it's true, I don't get to see my 26th birthday.
Listen.
That's a bummer and a half.
The Mayan calendar had to stop sometime. You think they're going to... They can't just keep counting for life. And if they
Well,
did,
no, it's a 26,000-year cycle. That's what the Mayan calendar
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we're moving into a new age,
it,
you know?
It's that's all
age of,
it is.
It's the age of the... What is it? The Aquarius or Pisces?
It's Aquarius.
Yeah, so we're moving in the age of Aquarius. That's all it is. Chill out, people. That's all it is.
So you're with the whole conspiracies, and we all know there's crazy propaganda out there, and I don't have kids, so I don't get to see what like they're bringing home for homework and stuff and whatnot, but. Are you concerned that your children are being brainwashed with propaganda once they enter the school system?
It's okay. My children are under my care, so they're going to know the right things. You know what? Kids are smart these days, just like how our generation was. Our kids are extremely smart. We're extremely smart. And beyond that, we know what's right, and we know what's going on. So at the end of all of it, you know, we move forward. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
All right, everybody, that was the end of the show. This is podcast number 2 with OLI and JT. 5. All right, everybody, we're going to play a track here for you on our way out. And we hope you enjoy, because this is one of the very few tracks that is right now undownloadable.
Yep.
It's undownloadable. So here we go. Episode number 3, which will happen in the next week or so, when I will have a special guest. I am not naming the guest right now, actually, because I don't know who the guest is yet. So we'll see you soon, and one love, peace out, and shout out to everybody who's been a major part of this podcast and how we've been setting it up. And I'd like to thank everybody who's poured money into this podcast. I appreciate it. I wouldn't be able to be coming to you live from my mom's basement. Let's be honest here. But we're building an actual studio space where we will have an entire setup, and where we're going to have our Kush talks, and we're going to have a civic session where we had to talk about cars, and we're going to be doing it all. And this podcast is just going to build and build and build and build. And this is just the beginning of something great that's going to be coming to everybody's houses. And I'm going to be uploading a lot of videos to Vimeo. I don't want to put them up on YouTube, because YouTube isn't going to let me post videos this long, because they're going to go over the 10-minute limit that they give most videos nowadays. So I will post them on my Facebook, and you can reach us at Oli is at OLI in caps music, and I am at Jordan _ Real Talk, and you can tweet us anytime you want, any day, anything. We'll answer your questions, and we'll get to your tweets on air, and I hope you guys love what I'm putting out here, because this is something new to me, and I hope it grows to something big. All right, so peace out, everybody, and thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, fair.
You're good to go.
You don't gotta be so honest all the time, though. What you did good.
What up? What up? What up? This is.
Yeah, we gotta go. I gotta go to the store and get that.
All right, and I'm just pressing. Yeah.
Yeah, we coming. You see, we seen a lot here, and we ready. We ready to come bring war on all of y'all. We see the government. We see the Fed. We see Obama. That's it. The government wants you. It's a game of musical chairs that not everybody can sit. Not everybody knows what's going on. There's too much evil around you, and that's why we fed up. And if no one's gonna stand up, then I guess I'm gonna have to. That's it. Okay. I'm ready. Better lock your doors, or better yet, that ain't gonna help. I'm coming to commit murder. Coming to let the slaves go of the world, which is every one of you listening right now. The ones who are paying the taxes. The ones who don't agree with everything that the presidents lie about. We want our civil rights, and we're coming for war. I'm coming to get you, anybody against it. We gon' end the Fed, we gon' end Obama. We gon' end the Bush, we gon' end the Bilderbergs. That's it, you done. And when it's all said and done, we are gon' be at the top. Let's end the new world order. I'm ready for war, I got the whole game trapped. Ready for blood, I got my whole crew strapped. Ready to act, I got the quick attack. From the back, put the mats to take out their pack. And they barely breathe when the necks will snap. Leave the rest for the dogs to snack. Bury bodies inside they shack, with their bones all cracked, sticking out their back. I'm an animal, call me Hitler, planning for. Call me Bush, call me anything that you want. When I'm coming through, I know you're shush. And I know your mind, and you know I'm sick. Know your words when they leave your lips. Know your moves before you put down chips. I'm back to life on the crucifix. But I'm coming quickly just to kill ya. Leader of the pack, call me Sergeant Killer. That'll be a one attack so familiar. Never going back, that is that. Cause I'm coming for all. Help your living, but I'm only one lost soul in the world we live in. But I'm coming quickly just to break you. Hearing all the bombs going off before we break through. Pleading for your life, but no, I'ma save you.